This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Suspected Israeli warplanes bombed Iran's embassy in Syria on Monday, and Tehran said 7 military advisors were killed, including 3 senior commanders, Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The target, according to Iranian state media, was top Revolutionary Guards commander Mohammad Reza Zahedi. He had been a senior commander in Iran's elite Quds Force, the Corps' overseas arm, according to the guards. Iran's ambassador to Syria, Hossein Akbari, said Tehran's response would be harsh. Syria's foreign minister condemned the attack. Its state media cited a military source saying Israel launched the attack from the occupied Golan Heights and that its air defense system shot down some of the missiles. The strike appeared to signal an escalation in Israel's war against Iran's regional proxies.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. The United States said Monday it had expressed concerns to Israel about its planned offensive in Rafah in the Gaza Strip, and Israel had pledged to take these concerns into account. The two sides had a quote-unquote constructive engagement on Rafah during the video conference meeting, the White House said in a statement. Around 200 people gathered in front of the Cologne Cathedral in Germany's fourth largest city to celebrate a partial legalization of cannabis coming into effect on Monday. The law allows the cultivation of up to 3 plants for private consumption and the ownership of up to 25 grams of cannabis in public spaces. Germany becomes the 9th country to legalize recreational use of the drug, which is also legal in some subnational jurisdictions in the United States and Australia.